Now, when does your workday end? Is it when you leave the office, or for my team, it's when they come into the office their workday ends? Or do you continue to check emails and make calls from home? The government in France is trying to ban employees from checking emails after they've left the office to protect workers from what they describe as digital burnout. They want workers to finish work when they physically leave the office and give them a right to disconnect. The commentators Tina Calder and Heidi McAlpin are with us this morning. Tina, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Heidi.
Morning.
Good morning. Well, is this not ridiculous, Heidi? Because in this day and age, quite a few of us, we would feel naked without our mobile phone and access to our email and our Twitter and all that malarkey.
But that is the problem. Where is this nakedness coming from, if I may ask? Technology creep is turning us all into computer zombies, and we're not any more productive, I would suggest, because you spend half your time, if you've got 24/7 access to emails, sending and checking emails that are maybe spam, just from random people, nothing to do with work productivity. Then you go online and you're maybe checking out what your property prices are up the road, cheap holidays, buying stuff for yourself. So it's a real fusion, and dangerously so, I believe, of your private life and your personal life. I think it's a really brave initiative from France, but I know that it's no easy task to implement. But I can see that other countries have done things like have a no email Fridays, which is a good idea, or an email amnesty, where internally your bosses aren't allowed to send internal emails that are not necessarily of use to you, and certainly don't send them to staff outside of normal working hours.
Tina?
I don't know where to start, Stephen. I think that this is absolutely crazy that we're going to start regulating now when people choose to work. And I say the word choose, and I'm very, very strict about that, because at the end of the day, if you choose to work outside your normal working hours, that is a choice that you're making, and it's not something that your employer is or should be enforcing upon you. The whole thing here is that, yes, there is a culture with an awful lot of industries where people are expected to go over and above what they do. Loads of those people are paid incredibly handsomely to do so. Some are on commission. Many, many people choose to use the flexibility that some employers offer in order to be able to get on with other daily things, pop out for an extra hour at their lunch to do family-orientated things that they need to get out of the way, whether it's buying shoes for their kids or whatever. And then there's the other side of things where there are people who are on commission-based jobs. What they want to do is actually to earn as much money as possible, as quickly as possible. So what they're choosing to do is they're choosing to work extra to be paid extra. So I would be very, very concerned that what this is actually going to do is increase the stress on people, increase people's levels of anxiety. I think what we should be doing is regulating further and better for workplaces to take more of a concern of people's emotional, mental and physical well-being. But I don't believe that telling people how and when they can access their online communities is actually going to benefit people in any way. I think what it's going to do is cause extra stress and anxiety for an awful lot of people.
I do completely disagree. I believe that email checking has become a national addiction. It's a global phenomenon. We're obsessed with email.
It's part of life. It's not an addiction. It's part of life, for goodness sake.
You don't need to have access to your emails for longer than an average working day.
But that's like saying you don't need to talk to people after work.
Pardon?
That's like saying you don't need to talk to people after work.
No, but you did. We are the generation that have a foot in the analogue and a foot in the digital. And whenever we didn't even have emails or computers at work, I remember that, we were still working. We were still
generating life has
sales
changed.
And revenue.
The world has got smaller. Technology has taken over.
And productive, and we're not. It's eating away from into our private lives. Our children are watching us do this work outside of normal working hours, and it's taking us away from
the family. I would say that the technological advances that we have allowed an awful lot more people to leave the office.
Yes, that's fair enough.
Working.
It's
no home at a normal humanly or to go and have dinner with their children, to attend their kids' recital, to do whatever it is that they do, and then finish off things that they need to finish off at a time that suits them. I think what the digital technology age has done to us is allow us to become more flexible with our lives and actually develop a better work-life balance. because now we can choose. Now we get the opportunity to decide when we work and when we don't. And many employers advocate this. Many employers will allow their staff to become very flexible because they know that they get a better mental, emotional and physical work state of work out of people. Because if people are in a more relaxed place, if they're in a stressless environment where they can work to their abilities and their time frames, then it becomes less anxious in the workplace.
I disagree.
So I actually think that my personal, I can go home
and work outside of normal working hours. Taking laptops and tablets on holiday and checking round the pool makes us look like, oh, we're all so busy, and this is obsession.
I think for one second people didn't bring folders of work on holiday with them back in the day when we didn't have a tablet. That is absolute bonkers. There are many, many industries where people will tell you about their parents or their grandparents constantly working at the office, constantly being at the office, having to go in at the weekend, having to do things at a later date. I think it's not a new phenomenon.
Hold on, now, one at a time.
A lot is not a new phenomenon. What it is now is that we're allowed to choose whether we go upstairs or we home office or we sit in the living room while watching TV.
We feel that we have to be online and available all the time whenever we are self-employed, an employee, and even an employer. And I think, wouldn't it be great if there were amnesties and people didn't have to feel the need to open and check emails
all the time, scroll
through hundreds of emails if even they do take a day off work, because they're being sent them all the time. Half the time they've got no. If you work in a big industry or a big corporation, a load of emails you get aren't necessarily even to do with your department. But you're still spending
most emails opening them.
So let's cut this technology down a bit and let's live a little. Here's the good weather now, and this is a great opportunity for us to actually go outside, feel the summer,
and check my emails in the sun,
and our families and our friends, and stop staring at screens.
Can I just give you two?
We're the first generation. We're the guinea pig generation. If we don't get this right now, then God help us.
Can I give you two some advice? This is the advice from me. You need to come in and get some training from the Nolan Show, because I will tell you something right now, which is not a word of a lie. This is the truth, okay? Vinny and I fell out big time last week because I rang him twice and he didn't answer the phone. But it gets better than that. Now, when you hear this, right? If I ring my own show, the Nolan Show, I get an answer machine where they tell me that please don't leave a message. Send it on an email. I can't even get this team to reply to me if I send them an email or a phone call. My own team, they don't reply to me. So they've got a complete... You two are saying, oh, people bring work home with them and they do this and they're constantly responding. This lot won't even... I cannot... If I'm out of this building, I cannot get through to this show.
But they have to,
because they're making a choice, Stephen.
Through. And then I've asked for, well, what's the kind of, you know, the behind the scenes number? They won't give it to me.
Sorry, I'm just going to stick
this
up for Vinny here because he's
Gareth.
Not here.
Yes.
He didn't answer the phone twice. I have spent weekends trying to get you. So my normal Sunday,
personal life, Gareth. You're a married man, for goodness sake.
If I'm in here on a Sunday, the first thing I do, I'll message Stevenson, I'm in the office, blah, blah, blah. Any thoughts for tomorrow's programme? Nothing. And then on a Monday morning, he'll come in, rock up about 10 to 9 if he's early, and then moan about what's on the programme.
Gareth, do you not tweet him? Because he's always on... Isn't he always on a smartphone?
The only way you get Stephen is you tweet either someone's looking for him to make money, and that's when he normally comes back to you.
I normally expect a fee.
And he will always reply out of hours, no doubt, because he wants to make more money.
Yeah, or the best one from Stephen is you'll get a... Are you in the office? Text message, which it could be any time normally in the evenings when he knows we're not in the office.
Because you have a family life above and beyond your work routine, Gareth, you see. Stephen's sitting there with the old mobile glued to his
hot tub.
Let's tell people the truth about what happened, because I fell out with Vinny last week and I fell out with you the week before.
That's true.
Right? You see, you say he has a family life, Heidi.
Yes.
And again, you might think I'm making this up for the radio. I am not, all right? Gareth and I fell out 2 weeks ago because he made the outrageous statement to me after a programme that... What happens in my personal private time isn't his responsibility to mop up after. And the actual words that he said was, it's not in my remit. Everything's in your remit when you're working with me.
There's also some swearing as well.
You haven't microchipped your staff.
And so there you can see a very clear example of an employee making a choice to either work or not to work outside their normal working hours.
There is no working hours with Nolan. It's 24 hours.
It's totally ridiculous to say, well, what we're going to do is we're going to stop you getting into your emails before 9 a.m. or after 5 p.m.
I think it's so refreshing.
It's bonkers. The French are nuts.
It's so refreshing.
Listen, you two, we've had enough of you two now.
Oh, great.
Thank you very much, Heidi. Thank you, Tina.
Some emails.
Thank you.
Morning.